You're on Texas Standard Time.
Eating at my favorite Tex-Mex the other night, drinks arrive, open up the straw, plop it in, and as soon as I did it, my 8-year-old girl snatched it out of the glass and said, "No, Dad, that's a plastic straw." "I know it's a plastic straw," I proceeded to get a lecture on the environment. Suddenly, everyone's talking about plastic straws, businesses in several cities banding together to ban them. But why pick on straws and not the countless other plastic disposables that are part of everyday life? Eric Hammerman is a marketing professor and expert in consumer behavior in the business school at Iona College in New Rochelle, New York. Professor Hammerman, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
You know, there's nothing new about plastic straws, obviously. I mean, they've been around for decades. So why this backlash all of a sudden against them now?
Well, I think there's a couple different things going on. As far as backlash now, I think people are aware that the climate is getting warmer. The Earth is the Earth's climate is changing, and part of that is man-made pollution. And so, to the extent that we can reduce that, I think that people are looking for ways that they can do in their lives. You know, people in general like to feel that they have some sort of control over things. Mm-hmm. And when you read about some of these dire consequences that can occur as the climate changes, I think people are grasping for ways that they can make an impact. And daily things like not using a plastic straw or using some sort of a reusable grocery bag at the store are everyday things that people can do.
Well, in Texas, we've seen some municipalities, some businesses decide that they're going to drop plastic straws altogether or ban them. We've seen the same thing with plastic bags, although the Texas Supreme Court recently overturned bag bans here on the basis of state statute. I wonder what other products consumers might develop the same kind of animus toward. What do you think?
I think a lot of this is also based on how it's phrased. You know, I think it can be framed in two ways. If the framing by people who are advocating for the environment, if the framing is such that whatever you're doing, it's not enough, mm-hmm. I think that could lead to fatigue. So if I am very vigilant about not using plastic straws, and I'm very vigilant about using my reusable grocery bags, and I feel like I'm making a positive contribution, but somebody says, "Well, hey, you know, you're not doing this, that, or the other thing," I could begin to feel helpless and say, "You know what, whatever I do is not enough, so why bother with my reusable grocery bags? Why bother with what I'm already doing?" If, however, it's framed as, "Hey, you're doing a great job with the steps you've already taken. By the way, here are three additional things. Isn't this great that we can – that now you've taken these three steps, look at these other things that you can do, look how much more you have to give," I think that lessens the fatigue. And I think so that really speaks to how our society can move people forward. You know, no one likes being told what to do. There's a psychological theory of reactance. If you tell people, "Hey, if you are not using reusable grocery bags, you are hurting the environment," no one likes being insulted like that. But if it's, "Hey, we have an opportunity together to work and make the world a better place for our children and our grandchildren," I think it's seen more positively. There are certainly other products as well that we can add to those. But to me, it's more about how are those other what product catches on and what doesn't. A lot of that is just sort of dumb luck.
You know, I think you're touching on something that has a lot of resonance here in Texas, and that's the framing of it. Because as you mentioned, you know, a lot of folks don't like being told what to do. But then when you have actual bans, when you have government stepping in and saying, "Thou shalt not give out plastic bags, thou shalt not drink from plastic straws." Sure. I sort of wonder if there isn't a certain streak. I mean, you've spent a good deal of time in Texas working for
Texans
a big
especially don't
company.
Like being told what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I sort of
wonder whether that's actually a bigger factor than some of us take into account here in Texas.
I think that's true. Although government bans, I think some of my research is really on social norms and the idea that if people think that there's a social norm in place, they tend to follow it because we also like to fit in. And again, that's really framing. You know, is it, "Hey, here's a norm that we're all going to do together for a good thing," versus "I'm telling you what to do." And I think the difference is even a government regulation, if it's framed as "here's an opportunity for us to help" versus, "You know, you all are bad people and we need to stop." I think that you can frame things positively even with regulation. You know, one way I think about this, we adapt really quickly. You know, think back to tariffs on cigarettes. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea that we want we agree it's a good idea to not have teenagers who are under 18 who can't really make an informed decision start smoking. So we're going to put regulation on there where packs of cigarettes are going to be more expensive. And we all just understand that's the way of the world now.
Eric Harriman is a business professor at Iona College in New Rochelle, New York. Professor Harriman, thanks so much for speaking with us on Standard.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.